Hey there, you've arrived at another edition of Outside the Box, where we have a right to be different. Today's topic is The Rights Way, Part 1. Last fall, I went to a conference on ending poverty. Unfortunately, I doubt that most people there had any clue about how to end it. But there was one group of poor people there, from POWER, which stands for Portland Organizing to Win Economic Rights, who had more than a clue. They had a plan. POWER is affiliated with the Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign. Their way to end poverty is for every one of us to have and exercise economic human rights. What are economic human rights? I am so glad you asked me that. They're listed in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, passed by the United Nations and the U.S. in 1948. Article 23 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights says that every person has a right to work, to free choice of employment, to just and favorable conditions of work, and to protection against unemployment. It also includes equal pay for equal work, adequate wages, and the right to form and join a union. Article 25 states that economic rights mean the right to a decent standard of living, including adequate food, income, clothing, housing, and medical care for every child, woman, and man. Article 26 says that every person has a right to education, that elementary school education should be free, and that higher education should be easily accessible and available to all. What does that really mean? It means that every person has the right to a job that pays decent wages or supplemental income if they can't work. They have a right to enough food, clothing, affordable housing, and medical care. They have a right to education if they want it. No, we're not talking here about privileges that we have to behave ourselves to earn. We're not talking about opportunities for these things. We're talking about rights. Just like the right to practice a religion, or the right to free speech, which is what I'm doing right now. Now we have a chance to get a good paying job, but there aren't enough of those out there, so a lot of us don't have one. Maybe we're lucky enough to live in a government-subsidized housing, or a cheap home with a low mortgage, but there aren't enough to go around, so a lot of folks lose out. Maybe we've got a job that provides good health coverage, but a lot of us have just a catastrophic plan, or one that leaves out a lot of coverage, if we're lucky enough to have insurance at all. That's what we get in this country, the chance to be lucky, and maybe get a good job, enough food, an affordable house, and medical care without worry. But in most of Europe, and Japan, Canada, Australia, and a few other industrialized countries, these things aren't a matter of luck. They are rights that everyone in the country gets, no questions asked. Poverty in Europe and other industrialized countries is much, much less than in the U.S., and those situations are generally temporary, not the permanent class of poor people that we have here. Because basic needs are rights in those countries, people don't have to apply for food stamps, or Medicaid, or unemployment benefits, or disability payments, or go to food pantries or shelters. They get them automatically, just because they live there. A few other differences. In other industrialized countries, child support for a single parent is guaranteed. In this country, you may or may not get it, or an adequate amount. In other countries, mothers staying home to raise children get automatic cash benefits. Those here have to apply for temporary assistance for needy families, TANF. Sometimes they're rejected, or payments are so minimal that few families can make it without some other under-the-table income. Quite simply, these other governments are committed to ending poverty, whereas the U.S. government says, "It's up to you to get out of poverty. not up to us to make sure you have enough. But the times are a-changing, and I'll tell you a little more about that in the next Outside the Box feature. Do you think you have a right to food, healthcare, decent housing, a good job, and free or low-cost education? What's your feeling about economic human rights for all those living in the United States? If you think this feature is full of wrongs or rights, email news@weru.org or call 469-6600. I'm Larry Danziger, and here's wishing you success in connecting economic rights to human rights.